I love them.
Shauna and Lala on the radio. On the radio.
Now give me a beat. Come on. I feel so good.
I love it.
Turn it up.
Oh, yeah.
Stand by for action.
What's up? You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio. Check us out at shaunaandlala.com, on Facebook at facebook.com/shaunaandlala.
And check me out on facebook.com/thelalamarie.
And make sure to check us out on Instagram at Shauna and Lala, and on Snapchat, what is it, Shauna_Lala?
Yeah, Shauna_Lala.
And make sure to follow us.
How's your week going?
It was busy, very busy. It's like everything just fell all at once on one, you know, on this week. And
that's how it goes. Everything happens at once.
Yeah, a lot of running around and, you know, some of the stuff that I had to do and had to get done, meetings-wise, it got canceled, so that was good. It gave me a little breather.
Yes. So I love when things get canceled sometimes. It's like good feeling. It's like, weight off my shoulders.
I know. It's like, I could work on the show, or I could do this or that.
Yep.
And, I'm getting ready for my cousin's wedding.
Ooh, I love weddings.
It's coming up, yeah.
Do you like weddings, or? Cause some people are.
I do.
Okay, you do.
Well, yes. I do like them. I'm not a big dancer, so I don't, like, go out on the floor and dance
Shake
or any of that.
Get
I don't do any of that. But, yeah, I love the food.
I know. That's the food and the music, for me, is the best part, because I love dancing. But, yeah, the food. Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's what I really, really look forward to.
I hope they have good food for you.
Is all the food. And, I like to dress up and, you know, get all dolled up and get my nails done and my hair and all that. So
get your hair did.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm going to use the beach waver.
Oh, yeah. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
It'll look good. Your hair looks good with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the food. Maybe I will crash the wedding and eat the food and dance.
Come right on. Come right on in.
I think your cousin would hate me. She seems like she might be a bridezilla. Get her out of here!
No, I don't think so. You know, my cousin is a man. He's marrying.
He's the man.
he's the man.
He's the groom.
Yeah, I think he would be more like, who is this person?
Yeah.
You know, and she would be like, oh, come on in. You
okay,
know,
all right. So you have a groomzilla?
Maybe, yeah.
He's a groomzilla, okay.
I mean, he's asked me like 20 times if I got my dress ready.
Jesus.
And everything. And so I told him, I was like, well, I'm more like a last minute person. And like, it kind of made him a little nervous.
Oh my God.
You know, because me, I'm really like last minute.
Yeah.
So he kept saying to me like, you mean like, you know, you're going to get it like the night before? And I'm like, yeah, maybe. But, so I actually got it, like, last weekend. So I sent them both a message on Facebook letting them know that I got my dress. And she wrote back, wow, you got it early. So, you know, that was the joke. But, I can't wait for the food.
Yeah.
Honestly.
That is the best part.
And I got this allergy thing going on.
I could hear.
Yeah. And yesterday, I gotta tell you, I bought this new chocolate milk, because I love chocolate milk. And everybody was talking about it, so I decided I'll try it. It's called Fairlife something chocolate milk.
Oh, jeez.
It's supposed to be, like, really healthy for you, lots of protein, and less sugar. I was so sick.
Oh, my God.
I love chocolate milk, so I just kept drinking it. And I don't think you're supposed to just...
Oh, no.
...have, like, as much as you
like
want.
10 glasses of it?
Yeah, I had, like, 3.
Oh, boy.
And it just, like, messed my stomach up.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I don't know.
It was really maybe too rich for you, or...
I'm thinking, yeah, because it was really, really chocolatey.
Wow. That's not good. So you feel better, though, today?
I do. I feel a lot better. I didn't drink it today. But it was so good. Like, that's the problem.
I wanted to try it, too. Like, I... I'm not going to drink it now, because I'll be, like, in that bathroom in 2 seconds.
Yeah. I mean, you can try it. I mean, it's still in my refrigerator, but...
We'll see, we'll see. Maybe I'll do it right before I leave, so I don't have to worry. Blowing up your bathroom.
No, I mean, you know, it took a few hours, and then, like, my stomach, I had, like, pain in it, my stomach. It was really weird.
That is weird.
Yeah, very strange. But, I mean, I highly suggest you try it.
I'll try a little bit. We'll see. I'll get some Pepto-Bismol on the side.
Yeah.
Choke that down.
So, yeah, I think it was just that, you know, it was too rich, but...
And you had too much, too fast.
And I had way too much, yeah. Yeah. And I didn't eat, I just drank it, so...
Yeah, that's not good. So next time, try, like, a small amount, and then wait a few hours and see how your stomach reacts to it.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to do that.
Yeah.
So, this week on the show, we have a good show coming up. We have lots of Hollywood news and much more coming up. You're listening to Shauna and Lala. We'll be right back.
Shauna on the radio with Lala.
You're listening to Shauna and Lala, and what's going on around the world?
Well, our poor April, guess what?
She didn't have the baby yet.
No, she didn't have the baby. She's still in labor. I am so happy that I'm not a giraffe. That's all I have to say.
I know.
I saw this funny meme the other day. Someone wrote, or the meme said, how about we all chip in and get this giraffe a damn C-section?
Yeah. Seriously, you know, this and I'm thinking that too. Like, oh, she's got to be miserable. I don't know what it's like being pregnant.
Yeah.
But you do.
It's pretty miserable.
I mean, can you imagine? I mean, I don't know. I've heard different reports say that she was due in February. Then I hear different reports saying that she's due in March, so...
I know. I don't know what to believe. I really don't.
I don't know.
And how long are they able to be in labor, and is she having contractions? Like, is she in constant pain? Because that's horrible.
I don't know. I mean, I was watching it the other day, the live feed, and there was a chat going on. And she kept, rubbing her side of her body and her head on the wall. So they kept saying, like, that was... Like a contraction.
Okay.
And she wasn't, like, eating, I guess, as
aww.
Much. So, I don't know. But as of this morning, when I tuned in for 2 seconds, she didn't have the baby.
No baby.
But, I was reading other, like, people's comments. And people are, like, addicted.
I know.
To watching her. Like, this one lady wrote that she kicked her husband out of bed so that she could leave her iPad on. Yeah.
Why?
To watch.
Why? I don't get it.
And then she's like, yeah, I haven't gotten much sleep because of the light of the iPad.
People are with you? People are insane. And I just don't get stuff like that. Like, do you want to just be able to say, I was the first to see this happening? Because you're not. There's a million other people watching every second. So you're never going to be the only one, or you're never going to be the first. Just go to sleep, check it in the morning, and see if the baby came. What are you? You're not missing anything. You want to? If you want to watch it again, I'm sure they have it recorded. It's going to be blasted all over TV, all over YouTube, all over Facebook, and you could just rewatch the baby popping out of the vagina.
Exactly. Or you could Google it, like I did.
Yes.
I mean, I went on YouTube and I searched giraffe having a baby, and I saw it come out. And that was enough for me. Like, I felt bad. Like, the thing looked like it was dead. And then it, like, took a minute, and then it got up and walked.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow.
Yeah, it's really, like, really cool.
It is cool, you know, but...
But you can always watch it and rewatch it and find it again.
Exactly. But I'm looking forward to, not the birth part, I'm looking forward to how she cares for the baby.
Yeah.
Like, does the baby follow her around?
Yeah.
You know, does
will.
She, like, cuddle
so
with
cute.
Her? Like, I don't know.
6-foot-tall baby. It's not gonna...
Yeah. That's what I'm looking forward to. Not the birthing part.
No. That's lovely, though.
Yeah.
Yuck. So, I mean, we're keeping you guys updated. I'm sure you're all watching it if you're interested in it. And maybe if you're not, you're probably so sick of hearing about it. So I do apologize for that. But I just thought we would talk about it because... Hey, there's more negative shit going around the world. Why not talk about something positive?
Exactly.
But some more good news. This is actually for older moms. Women over the years seem to be having kids later and later in their life. Like, I know a few people who are in their 30s.
I just read an article that Janet Jackson had a baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's been pregnant. Yep.
Well, she had it a few months ago.
Okay.
She was 50.
Yes. Yes. I don't know if it was natural or, like, she was, you know, like, what's it called? Like, artificial, you know, when they...
insert it?
Yeah. I forget if it was that or if it was natural. But, yeah, she's
50. I think
50.
It was natural.
50 years old. And that's what they're saying, that more women nowadays are having it later and later. The age increased from 24 to 26 years old now between 2000 and 2014. More women are giving birth at like 35 years or older, which is still classified as advanced maternal age. So, of course, there's always worry, you know, like something's going to happen to the baby or the child's mental or physical health. And, of course, the mothers. You know, the older you are, they worry about that stuff.
Yeah, the harder it is.
Yeah, and the more things can go wrong with your kid. I think the older you are, the greater, over 30, the greater the chance of having a Down syndrome child, you know.
Really?
It increases the older you are. I mean, they said studies have always seemed to show a negative association with the age of the mother versus the health of the child. So there's always, the older the mother was, the more negative, you know, the child's health was as he grew.
Right.
And we are having a bad thunderstorm here right now.
Yeah, we are.
I wonder if they can hear that. Scary.
I don't know. I'm sure it'll come over.
Yeah, you're going to hear thunder and
lightning.
Hopefully nothing cracking and power going out. So
that would really suck right now.
Yes. So if you lose us, I'm sorry. We'll try and get back on there. But so now, though, they're saying the difference is they are seeing the opposite effect. Nowadays, they're seeing a positive association with the older the mother is and the health and the cognitive and mental state of the child. And I was like, when I first read that, I said, how? Like, you mean, yeah, we are getting...
How does it all of a sudden change?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're getting healthier and living longer. That's what I thought it was. But they made sense. They're saying that children that are born to 35 to 39-year-old women are doing significantly better on their cognitive testing than kids born to younger moms. So what has changed? It seems it's mainly social and economic characteristics and the types of women that are having child or children later in life. So to break that down, it makes sense. These women who are in their 35, 38, 39 years old, they are more advantaged women. They are settled. They're stable. They are, you know, they have their life together, basically. The women that are choosing to have them at that age.
Right.
Versus back then, you know, it's usually younger women that are maybe poor or it's an accident. They're having these children they're not ready for. So that the child is suffering because the mother is not ready for them or doesn't have the money to take care of them the right way.
Right.
So these 35, 37, 38-year-old women are stable. They know they've been waiting a long time to have this kid. They are all prepared, you know. So that's why the kids are testing better on the scores, because the mothers are more stable and advantaged, you know. And it's usually more wealthier women at that age group who are having kids, they're saying.
Right. Well, that makes sense.
So then it made sense. But yeah, I guess so. That's good news if you want to have kids after 32, because everyone freaks out about that. I know I'm 31 right now, and I'm like, I want another kid, but I'm getting old. So, well, I guess I don't have to worry.
My friend had her first child, I want to say maybe 34, 35.
Oh, wow.
And then the doctor told her, like, if you want another child, like, you need to have the baby
Yeah.
Her first one was born. But I think she waited like a year or two.
Yeah.
And now the baby is almost going to be a year old, I think.
Wow.
Baby's like 8 or 9 months, maybe. She's fine.
Yeah.
So
things are changing, I guess.
Yeah.
That's how
it was definitely high risk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because of her age, and she had to go to those special doctors for both kids. But everything turned out fine.
Oh, thank God for that, then. Yeah, we're changing as human beings. But there's also a cool story I want to talk about. In India, they found a girl. She appears to be like 10 to 12 years old, living with monkeys.
What?
Yeah, okay. I love stories like this. So apparently this farmer was in the woods or a logger or something, and he came across a girl naked roaming the woods with a bunch of monkeys. She was dirty, she was emaciated, she was, you know, very thin, but she was walking on all fours, eating food off the ground, and hanging with the monkeys. When he tried to go near her, the monkeys kind of came at him. So he ran, got police. Police came, found her again. They tried to get her, the monkeys attacked them to protect this girl.
Right.
They finally got the girl. They said once they got her in the car, it sounds like something out of a movie. They got her in the car and the monkeys started chasing after the car. So
oh my God.
They took her back to a hospital. And, you know, like I said, she had no clothes. She doesn't know how to speak. So she's unable to speak. She was very dirty, very hungry. And she was running around the hospital on all fours, eating food on the ground. So they cleaned her up and they've been putting her through therapy. And right now she's doing better. She's walking on two legs. She's eating. She doesn't talk. She still doesn't know how to talk. But she's smiling at them. And she understands when they tell her, or kind of understands when they tell her things, like what to get or, you know, what they're asking her.
Yeah.
So they don't know
who her
story.
Parents are?
Yeah, they're looking through all the missing children to try to match up a face. But they think she had to be there for a long, long time to not be able to speak. To not be able to speak, you'd think, from an infant or, you know, a toddler, right?
You would think.
So they're just shocked that she's lived this long, if it was that long. But I'm going to follow this because it's very intriguing to me, these stories.
I'm going to look this up tonight because
I love the stories where the animals raise a human. And that's what these monkeys were doing. They were raising her.
Yeah, but, like, my question is, like, how did she get away from the parents?
India has a lot of people.
Homeless, so too,
homeless,
right?
Kids run away, or the parents die, or the parents leave a kid in the woods because they can't afford to take care of it. You know, it's different over there. It's not like you see people here leaving kids in trash cans. It could be something as simple as that. They leave it somewhere to die, and the monkey picks it up and takes it, and then takes care of it. You know, but this is really interesting to me. So I definitely want to follow this story and see what they find out, or how long she's been missing.
Yeah, we have to follow it.
Yes, so cool. So, thought that was really interesting.
Well, I'm definitely going to follow that because I get intrigued.
I know, it's cool, right?
Those kinds of things. So, all right, well, we will be right back. You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio. More to come.
Shauna on the radio with Lala.
You're listening to Shauna and Lala, and we're back, and what's going on around Hollywood?
Well, in Hollywood, right now, the big buzz is the Pepsi ad, and it stars Kylie Jenner. I don't know if you've seen it, but they actually pulled it, so if you didn't see it, it might not be too late. You can catch it on YouTube. And I watched the video, and I guess it started with people were complaining that the commercial looked like it was about Black Lives Matter, or it was anti-Trump. It was using, like, protests. So you see a group of people protesting in the streets, and then you see the line of cops in front of them. So the protesters are, you know, going through the streets with peace signs, and Kylie Jenner is doing a photo shoot. And she sees the protest going on, and she joins in. So, it shows all different walks of life. You know, there's an Arab woman, there's a Chinese man, there's, all different ethnicities.
Right.
So, anyway, Kylie Jenner goes up to the front of the protest and she hands the police officer a Pepsi. And then he smiles, he takes it and drinks it. Sounds simple enough, but of course, both sides now...
Well, what's so wrong with that?
People on both sides are complaining. So you have people complaining that the commercial was pro-protest. So it was like kind of inciting, oh, protests are good, keep protesting. And some people are saying that it's like a Black Lives Matter protest. Others are saying it's anti-Trump. So that's one side of it. The other side of it is from the other side, and they're saying, oh, that's pro-police. You were showing the police officers in too much of a positive light. You know, it was. I didn't like that because it showed the police officers being positive. So that other side's mad that the police were in this commercial smiling and taking a Pepsi. You know, one guy wrote something like, oh, if I knew it would be that easy to make the police like me, I would hand them a Pepsi can. So it was just so so immature on both sides of it, you know, saying all this stuff. I honestly get what Pepsi was trying to say.
So do I.
The whole protest thing, yeah, I think it was a little distasteful. Granted, you know, with everything that's been going on with protests, I don't think they should have used, like, the protest, but I understand the message they were trying to convey. So they actually pulled the commercial, and they apologized. They put this big apology out there.
I saw the apology.
Yeah.
And I saw that they actually apologized to Kylie.
To Kylie.
Which I was kind of like, why are they apologizing to Kylie for putting her in that situation?
Mm-hmm.
But yet, whether it was her or her management that said yes to doing that commercial, she chose to do it.
She chose. They had to tell her what she's doing. They didn't say, we're just doing a Pepsi ad, we're not telling you what it is. They told her probably exactly what it was for, what they were trying to get across, what she was going to do. So if she decided to do that, then they shouldn't apologize to her. You know, she signed up for that, basically.
Exactly.
So, I guess, you know, I mean, I've been following it. It has changed. When I started reading about this commercial, they didn't pull it yet, and they just pulled it recently, so we'll see what happens from there. Then, did you ever watch Honey Boo Boo?
No.
Okay.
I know who she is, kind of. I don't know what the show is about. I know that she's from, like, what, down south, and
yeah, like, trailer park, and her mom was...
Was she poor?
Very poor, but she was in pageants. They were just one of those trailer park families, and the mom was, like, 600 pounds. I'm exaggerating, but she was a really big woman, like, trashy.
Yeah.
And Honey Boo Boo was a chunky little girl. They were very sassy. And now, the mom, her name was Mama June, she lost 300 pounds. She had $75,000 worth of work done on her body, like pulling the skin out. She had a turkey neck. Yeah. She had this big, you have to Google her, she had this big, like, fat bubble under her chin. So they got rid of that. She looks good. She really, it's crazy to see before and after.
She got it done for free, obviously.
I don't know. They said she spent $75,000.
Oh.
So that's a lot of money.
I thought maybe a doctor was like, oh, you're... What's her name?
Honey Boo Boo's mom.
Honey Boo Boo's mom, like, don't worry about it, you know, you're famous.
No. She paid the money, so. But she looks good, and she said she hopes that her children start taking care of themselves, because all her kids are pretty much fat, you know. So, we'll see with that. And Taylor Swift, her house, she bought this beautiful, beautiful, huge house. It was $25 million.
It's in the city, right?
It's at Beverly Hills.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess it was a very historical house, and she bought it because of that. She wanted, some kind of house that was rich in history, that was very old, you know. So she bought the house. It was built in 1934.
Wow.
Very old. And she bought it for $25 million, like I said, and she spent so much money hiring architects and surveyors to restore the property to its original condition. And she actually got it. She won a landmark status for her state outside Los Angeles. So it's kind of like, you have to put in, if something's really old like that, you have to put in and try to get the town or wherever it is to honor it as something historical, you know?
Uh-huh.
So she was able to win that, and it's now a historic city landmark. So she's very happy about that.
That's awesome.
Yes. I haven't seen pictures of the house. I'd love to, because I like old houses, too.
Yeah.
But I guess it was her dream to always own a really old house.
Well, I know she's got one in New York City.
Oh, she does? Okay.
I don't know if it's obviously not a house. Hmm. It's probably like a condo or something.
Yeah.
And I know that she has parties where she invites fans.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to
Let's
her
go.
House. I know somebody that went
That's
to her
awesome.
House. And I was like, did you, like, get to go inside? And the girl
that
was like,
is awesome.
Yeah? Like, yeah, I thought it was really cool. I don't know if I would allow somebody in my house.
I know, you can't trust everyone.
Like a fan, I don't know.
People steal, they take pictures, it's just...
yeah.
Not so
I don't know. I don't know if I would want that, you know?
No.
I don't know. But we'll be back. You're listening to Shauna and Lala.
Shauna on the radio with Lala.
And we're back. You're listening to Shauna and Lala. And right now, it is our Blue Line Hero Time segment, where we feature positive police stories around the country and in your town. So if you know of a police officer going above and beyond in your community for somebody, let us know. We'd love to hear the story.
Yeah, send it in. We love these stories. Love shining some positive light on those guys. Well, this is a really touching story. So some of the finest boys in blue from Arizona, well, two Arizona police departments, they escorted the daughter of a fallen police officer named Brian Holmes to her father-daughter dance. You know, her school had the schools do that, the father-daughter dances.
Yeah.
So, sadly, her father was killed, and these guys, they came and escorted her there, which was really, really cute.
The whole police troop?
It was a bunch of them. Not the whole. They didn't, I don't know how many exactly, but it looked like about six men, more. Maybe a little bit more that came. And I looked at all the photos. They were really cute, you know, posing with her.
Really?
And then they were dancing with her. And it was just, like, really heartwarming to see that.
See,
and
that makes me cry.
Yeah, I know. Just
I'm very emotional with stuff like that. So if I was to see, like, a video, I would just be bawling.
I know. And, like, they all made sure that she had plenty of dance partners. They were twirling her around the floor. And you see in all the pictures, I'm just, like, twirling her. She had the biggest smile on her face. Her father, Officer Bryant Holmes, he had been killed in a traffic accident when a motorist ran through a red light, and that's how he died. So thankfully, these two police departments in Arizona came together and said, let's be there for this little girl. And so even though she was missing her daddy, she got like seven other daddies there to make that night special for her. So just a big shout out to those two departments. That was so sweet to go above and beyond to do that for that little girl.
They didn't have to do
No, beautiful story.
Really sweet.
And beautiful pictures. You have to check them out.
I will. When I have a tissue box.
Yeah.
Near me.
Yes.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Shauna and Lala. We have your email of the week coming up. You don't want to miss it. It's pretty funny.
Shauna on the radio with Lala.
You're listening to Shauna and Lala. And before we go, we have our email of the week. This week, I know I sent it to you earlier. I cannot believe this.
I didn't get to read it all. I'm starting to. Oh, boy. Okay, let's see if I can make it through this one. Dear Shauna and Lala, I listen to your show all the time and absolutely find you guys hilarious. I need some advice. I am a supervisor at a large company, and one of my employees had an accident the other day. No, not a car accident. A bodily fluid accident. The lady shit her pants.
What?
I have to reprimand the employee, but I don't know what to say. The reason I have to reprimand her is because she didn't leave to change. She just continued working, and it's a health issue for all other employees. It's not like she didn't know she did it, because she cleaned up the residue off the chair she was sitting in. Who does that? Help. Terry in Florida. Oh my god.
Ew.
That's disgusting. What was her question? I'm so lost right now. Wow.
How does she handle it?
How's the question? I mean, I don't know. I.
What do you say to somebody? Excuse me, why pants?
Like, it's not her fault for the obviously. It can happen to people, especially if they're sick. But you leave, or you excuse yourself, or say, listen, I need to go home.
I have an emergency. Or take your pants off there and just...
I don't know. Well, she might not have a set prepare, but on your lunch break... Or in Walmart and get some nice sweatpants or something. I don't know. I think that she should. When it's going to be embarrassing for that woman, but I really don't know what was going through her head. She had to know that it was noticeable. She had a smell, right?
You would think you would smell.
So as a boss, the next day or whenever, I would take her aside and say, "Listen, I know things happen. You know, I don't know if you were not feeling well, but I noticed that you had an accident and." I really don't appreciate you sitting there in it, one, for yourself, because it's not healthy for her. She can get a rash or whatever. And
I wouldn't be really too concerned about the rash right now.
I know, but you know, you're trying to like get on her level so she doesn't totally think you're singling her out, you know?
Well...
For her own health and for my employees and customers or whoever else, you need to next time go home. Or bring an extra set of clothes, you know? I don't know. That's a tough one, because nowadays people sue for anything. They could be like, oh, she was discriminating, towards me because I had a health issue that day and my pants. You never know, you know? You gotta be so careful with how you say things.
I don't know.
I mean, I know you, Sean. I would be like, listen, you're suspended for a week because you for the place. And
no, I wouldn't be like that. I'm a nice boss.
I know. But I know you dealt with something similar to that, so...
Yeah, I always get sick.
Well, not you, but at a place of work, so...
I mean, I'm just speechless. I don't even know what to say.
I mean, I have a situation where when I worked at a car dealership, it was a customer, though. The customer shit their pants when they were in the service department. In the bathroom, you had to leave the service department, go up a little hallway, and the bathroom was in that hallway by the sales department, in between sales and service. So he pants at the service counter, ran down the hallway, leaving a trail of diarrhea in the carpet, all the way down the hall and into the bathroom. And we're all like, we smelled it. I heard the guy run, and then I started smelling. And I'm like, what the hell is that smell? You know, I'm smelling myself, and... Then
what
I hear someone.
You?
Yeah, I don't know. Just like. So then one of the guys is like, holy crap. I'm like, what? And he goes, I'm gonna throw up. I'm gonna throw up. And he like walks away. I'm like, what happened? I look over.
And all you saw was.
Just a trail of down the hall. And the guy was in the bathroom. And we're all like, we don't know what to do. Do we confront him? I mean, he obviously knows himself. Do we embarrass the customer? And he like. Came out of the bathroom and ran out the front door. So what
Let's
do you
hope
do?
He's not listening.
I know, but what we had to clean it. You know, he didn't clean anything. He didn't even say
like I'm sorry, no. Like I'm sick.
But then I wonder like if that was me, if I left a trail down a hallway in a place of business, I think I would run too. I don't know. I have no idea what I would do. It's embarrassing.
I mean, I have stomach issues.
Yeah. I've had them before, too.
I mean, yeah, I know you have, and, mm-hmm. You know, you can't help it.
No.
Thankfully, I've never really...
Down a hallway in a car dealership.
Or, like, I mean, I've been close.
Yeah. It happens to everyone. But don't sit in all day at work.
I don't know what to tell this lady.
It is an issue, because it will affect other people. And even if she didn't... Let's say she just wiped it off the seat. If she didn't sanitize that, that bacteria, it could be very unhealthy if someone touches it. And if a kid touches it and puts their fingers in the mouth, if she didn't disinfect that chair. So there's a lot of things that come into play with that. Yeah, so she definitely should talk to her. Be calm, be courteous. Don't try to embarrass the lady. Next time, leave, you know?
Yeah.
No questions asked, just leave. Or bring another set of clothes.
Or, yeah, bring clothes with you. Yeah, I would definitely tell her to bring an extra set of clothes. Leave them in her car. Leave them in the supervisor's...
Yeah, locker or something.
...desk or something. Office.
Yeah, don't sit there. That's the only advice I can give you.
Yeah. I don't know. But, well...
What a day that lady.
Yeah.
Win.
Okay then. Well, on that note, we will see you guys next week.
Yes, and, if you have any more crazy questions or you need advice, definitely email us, even if it's about we don't care. So.
Yeah. Definitely email us, shaunaandlala.com. Check us out. Make sure to check us out on our website, shaunaandlala.com, Instagram, shaunaandlala, Snapchat, is
Shauna_Lala.
And what's your Facebook?
It's facebook.com/TheLalaMarie.
And check us out at facebook.com/ShaunaandLala. We will see you next week.